Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo, and it's Wednesday, 19th of December. I just want to say something on the new Audio Boo. The new Audio Boo. I really haven't delved into a lot of the stuff here, but I must say I'm kind of impressed with the layout. It's just taking a wee bit to get used to, but like everything else, when changes are made, of course it's going to have to take a wee bit of time to get used to, and getting the feedback from those that use it, I'm sure that the guys at Audio Boo will listen and sort the stuff out, whatever gremlin or something they're not happy with. The funny thing is that you can never please everybody. I remember earlier this year on a forum that I was on, I'm still on it, but I do not take part in it, but it changed the colour of the posts, basically. Just the colour, nothing else. And there was uproar. People didn't like the new colour. If you look at the Audio Boo page, it's got the lovely plum pink colours and the grey bars for the headers. And if you picture that that was blue, then that's what happened, basically. They just changed the colour and there was absolute uproar. So it just shows you how people can be dissatisfied by a very subtle change simply because it wasn't what they were used to. Anyway, I'm quite happy with it. It looks great, but into the workings. I just listened to Paul, who is at EOMA, and he has recorded an audio boot on the RSS feeds, apparently Simon, SM2N, and Bernie Gold back at Top Gold, and David Bailey, DFB MBE, had recorded some audio on that apparent missing RSS feeds, and Paul has put out a good boot there. And I'll have a look at that myself, of trying to follow it through step by step as you explained it, so I can get the RSS feedback. Another thing I particularly like on the homepage is now the categories, where if you record the boo and put it up there, you can then go, there's a tab page or a tab where you can select the category you like your audio boo to be included in, and I think that's a great one because that's giving a far greater search process for people who are looking for particular boos. So quite like categories. And I looked at the bottom of the page, the home page, and if you look at the bottom of that, you will see the usual link, text links to all the parts, about us, upgrade, support, discussion, blah blah blah. But if you go over to the right hand side and go latest from the blog, you'll see the latest stuff that comes up, or is there at the moment. Sorry, interrupted by a caller at the door there. Anyway, back to what I was speaking about. And if you look at latest from the blog, you will see there are four links down there, and one of them is with the hashtag time to understand. And clicking on that reveals that Audio Boo have actually included that, highlighted that particular project. They've put a little heading in here about it all, and then they've put a scrollable list of the audio boos that were made for Project Time to Understand, and with a congratulations to Robert RJNet for organising, and thanks to everyone for taking part. I thought that was really nice to do that. I don't know if that's due to trending, but if it was due to trending, wouldn't necessarily have a dedicated text heading on it. I thought it was really nice. I'll read it out to you, in fact, but you'll get it yourself. So yesterday was the 12th, and at 12 noon, many of users took part in the time to understand booing, and at that exact moment what they were up to. We've put together this playlist of some of the submissions, and it's fascinating to hear the wide range of things our users were doing. My personal favourite was this one from Bletchley Park, the home of World War II Codebreakers. You can hear them all in the playlist below, and they have put all of them down there. Great stuff from Audioboo. I thought that was a really nice touch. Okay, that's all I can say just now. I have to go and deal with this person who has called. Try and get rid of him. Anyway, yeah, as I said, takes a wee while getting used to, and we'll all find our way around about it, no doubt. And come New Year, we'll have forgotten all about the fact that it's been revamped. Of course, still waiting on the mobile app. That is the one that I guess most of us are waiting on coming along. Are we going to get it before Christmas? I don't know. Is there any more murmurings in the Audioboo community? Yeah, I'd be interested to hear. Okay, bye for now.